This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. An Associated Press review found Ohio State saw a 69% increase in students seeking mental health treatment in the last 5 years. The school isn't alone. More than three dozen other public universities saw similar spikes. After two students fell from the same parking garage in the spring of 2018, Ohio State created a mental health task force to assess best practices and added two counselors to Counseling and Consultation Services, or CCS. Dr. Mickey Sharma is the director of CCS, and he joins me now. This is obviously not an Ohio State-specific issue. Do you have any idea what's behind this uptick?
I think there's a number of different factors that have played into that. One is there's a reduction in mental health stigma, that seeing a counselor or seeing a therapist is something that students are much more open to than they have been in past years, past generations. Secondarily, we have more students who have had therapy before coming to campus. The Center for Collegiate Mental Health, run out of Penn State University, which is a large mental health data bank, indicates that 54% of students nationally who come to a university counseling center have had treatment before. And finally, we just live in a faster-paced society. There's a lot of positive things along those lines, but it leads to students being busier, running more hectic lives, and not as often developing as much resiliency and coping as we'd like to see, and students struggling with anxiety more and more as they come to campus. Historically, depression was always the number one concern, but that flipped in 2010 when anxiety became the number one presenting concern, and each year we see the divide between those two grow a little more.
Even though OSU is meeting the recommended ratio of counselors to students, with about one counselor for every 1,400 students, advocates here persistently argue there are not enough resources for those that are in need on campus. How is your office handling this increase?
So what we've done at our office is we have evolved to what we call multimodal services. So what we do is we look at each individual student, what is their mental health need, and then what is the right resource that will match that student's need. Certainly the number one thing that we do at CCS is individual counseling. However, we run 30 different counseling groups per semester. We have a drop-in workshop available at least one every single day of the week. These are workshops for which students don't need to register, do paperwork, or sign in. They can just show up, they go for an hour, they get resources, and go on their way. We found last year, doing some follow-up surveys, that 92% of students who attended a drop-in workshop 2 weeks after the workshop indicated that they used a technique they learned in that workshop to better manage their stress. We also connect students with other resources on campus. We have a smart lab on campus, the Counselor Education Department, that provides biofeedback treatment. There is wellness coaching program through the Student Wellness Center. We have collaborations with the Department of Psychiatry and Harding Hospital, and we connect with providers around campus and the local community as well. So looking at a plethora of resources to match the overall student need.
So what else can be done here?
The Suicide and Mental Health Task Force, its number one recommendation was culture of care, that we need to establish a culture of care on the Ohio State University campus and enhance that. And that means that everybody, all members of our community, are able to assist students in distress. It does not mean that every faculty and staff member needs to become a therapist, but it means every member of our community can sit with a student who's in distress and know what the resources are around our campus and refer them to those resources. And when we do that, students receive support and we're helping them to develop the skills to be successful as university students and to be successful when they leave the university and launch their career or go to graduate school.
Dr. Mickey Sharma, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Okay, thank you.